Partners in crime.
Partners in love.
She's my Bonnie.
And he's my Clyde.
Wrinkled Sheets
with Steve McGrew and Janet Blair.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Wee.
Okay, we have an opening.
I need a wee.
Wee.
I wrote it. Can you tell it's written by a girl?
I can. And you wrote it while you were driving. That's pretty amazing.
I did not write while I was driving. My brain was composing it as I was driving. And then when I pulled in the driveway, I typed it up real quick and sent you the text.
And now here we are doing this.
Yay.
Welcome to Wrinkled Sheets.
Whee!
It's been a while.
It is.
Oh, we're not going to go through this again. I know. We do this every podcast.
Every freaking time.
Well, you've been
gone. How was Europe? I missed you. I did nothing, and I'm glad you're back.
Okay, and I'm back, so let's do the podcast.
And you wanted to start it off a little bit differently this time, didn't you?
I do. I want to do like a stupid morning radio thing, like one of those, hey, good morning, everybody. Now it's time for you to answer the question of the day kind
of
thing.
Are you high?
Huh?
I thought you didn't like morning radio.
I don't,
things.
But I thought this might add a little pizzazz to the show. See, if we
pizzazz.
If we ask a trivia question up front and we don't answer it till the end,
people have to think and listen.
Exactly. Exactly.
You should be a PD.
I know. What does that stand for?
Program director.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay, wait. Oh, now I've lost my spot on my. I hate when the iPad touch it and it goes. Okay, ready? Okay, here is the question of the day.
I'm excited. Let's get this going.
Okay. 15% of us do this once a week. 43% of us do this 2 to 4 times a week. And 28% almost daily.
All right.
What is it?
So let's break that down.
15% of us do this about once a week.
Okay. 15% of us do it once a week.
43% do it 2 to 4 times a week.
43% do it 2 to 4 times a week.
And 28% almost daily.
And 28% almost daily.
Yeah. What is it? We'll answer that.
I can't guess, can I?
Well, you can if you want to.
No.
You want to guess?
No.
You sure?
Because then I won't know the answer till the end of the podcast, and then it'll drive me insane.
Well,
so
we'll give the answer.
Let's sit on that.
At the end.
Yes. I bet people are excited.
They're so excited.
They
you
can't
hate that,
themselves.
Don't you? You hate it.
What do I hate?
The trivia thing.
No, I don't hate
it. Oh, okay.
You just make fun of morning radio all the time, and for you to turn around and be like, here, let's do something that every morning radio show does.
I know, I thought it'd be stupid. That's why I thought it'll be stupid.
Hopefully the answer is funny or stupid to make it actually stupid.
Hmm.
I don't know. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
No.
Oh.
Turn me up.
Now?
Turn it up. Perfect.
Now?
I'm good.
You hear
don't
it now?
Don't make anything buzz.
Okay.
Woo, that'll kill me.
I don't want to, because you jump every time there's a noise in my headphones.
I have fragile hearing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You don't really, do you? Or are you just being a girl?
I do have a vagina, so sometimes I like to be a girl. Butterfly.
Did you really say that on the podcast? Do you know your dad listens to
this? He does
this.
Not.
Huh?
He does not. He barely remembers your name, let alone our podcast.
Really?
Yes.
That hurts my feelings.
Really? You've never met him. You're just another like guy that I keep talking about for 3.5 years.
And he's like, how's that guy doing?
Yeah.
Huh?
How you doing?
Do you keep hearing a ping?
Yeah, I think it's probably your iPad.
Oh.
Mine's on silent.
Oh, okay. It might be mine.
Why does the iPad randomly ping?
Ping. Because it checks mail.
Oh.
If you have it on a push thing or...
Oh, okay.
Because
one night I forgot to turn mine on silent and like all night long. But it wasn't loud enough to like annoy me to get up and go turn it off. It's just like I'd kind of wake up and then I'd hear it and I'd be like, ding.
How loud does something have to be before you get up?
I have fragile hearing. It has to be pretty loud. I didn't hear you last night cleaning up dog puke.
I know. 4 times. 4 times.
I stepped in it.
Okay, let's talk about that.
4:30 in the morning, my alarm goes off. What do? I pick up the little dog, call the big dog because we're going to go to the bathroom.
Right. Tell him to go outside.
I let them go outside and then I pee in the human bathroom. And like, I'm walking, I don't get 4 feet and I have the little one in my hands and between my toes, man.
How come I didn't get, I wasn't awoken by the sound of, oh my God, this is, mother, son of a biscuit.
Because I'm conscious to the fact that you don't have to get up at 4:30.
I know, so but I'm like, I understand that, but vomit went up between your toes. Dog vomit.
I'm just like,
did
really?
You freeze in your one spot? Or did
I
you
did. I was like, really? And I know I probably squeezed Butterfly a little bit. I was like, really? And I hopped on one foot to the bathroom so that I could wash it off and not get it on any of the other carpet. With a little dog in my hand the whole time and my phone.
That's when you wish that you had cameras rolling 24/7 in the house.
I bet the Kardashians, I bet they have footage like that, you think?
Well, I woke up at 12:30 last night mm-hmm. with Moon Pie scratching on the
door. Who is our big dog.
American Eskimo dog. Scratching on the door.
Which happens.
I thought, all right, I'm going to get up, let you out, because I don't want to. And as I'm opening the door, he takes like two steps. Like, okay. Well,
that's gross.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me go ahead and let you outside. I don't know what for now, but so I came back and I cleaned that up. Aww. And then went back to bed. And so sometime between that and you getting up was another.
And then when I got up,
there was two more.
Where?
By the door.
And I didn't see those. But I don't turn on the lights because I am conscious to the fact that you don't have to get up at 4:30.
So, wow. Four times in the night, dog.
But poof, now,
and now he's acting like, hey, what's
he's
up?
He's perfectly awesome.
I think sometimes dogs just
bounce back.
Yeah, they purge just to feel better. I wish it was like that for us.
It is. It's called bulimia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a problem.
You think our dog has bulimia?
I don't know.
Maybe that's it, because it did have like carrots and stuff. It looked like unchewed food.
I didn't see it. It was too dark. I felt it between my toes. Well, you didn't see it. Gooey and cold. It had been there a little bit.
Did you do like a guess in your head? Like, I think this might be carrots.
No, I was just glad it wasn't poop.
I guess that's true.
Vomit does not smell as bad as poop.
Yeah, that's true.
We love them anyway, right?
I know. We talked about getting rid of them.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Remember the other night? And you said something like, well, why don't we just get rid of them?
And I said no.
I know, but we talked about it.
People are going to think, what? They're going to get rid of their dogs? I spent an hour yesterday cleaning the basement because Rain, the new cat, likes to throw litter. Like, with his paws. I bet when we're not here, he just takes a big paw full of litter and throws it across the room.
Maybe he's throwing it at the other cat. Maybe they're
Maybe
having like a...
Maybe Podcat and Rain have litter fights.
Litter fight!
It was awesome. And you know what I learned?
What?
I'm not buying the cheap litter anymore. I got... Not the cheap litter. I got the less than expensive litter.
Which one? Let's do a...
Can I say
that?
Yeah,
say the name.
Air? Okay. Yeah. So I got the Arm & Hammer Double Duty.
Which I hear is supposed to be really good. Or at least the commercials say they.
That stuff does not clump for nothing. You go to scoop it and the clumps just fall apart.
Well, it's not really about the clumping as much as it's supposed to be about the
No,
smell,
it's about
right?
the clumping because you want to be able to scoop every day and take the gross stuff out but keep the nice smelling litter in. So
okay, cat lady, which one do you prefer?
Crap, I forget. I've used it for years.
Yeah, you're going to go. She's going to moving her microphone now and is going to walk into the bathroom where she keeps the kitty boxes. And because we're that kind. She's coming back now. She has looked at the kitty. Oh, you heard the chair.
Scoop Away is the best kitty litter ever.
Is Scoop Away a real brand or is that like a...
I'm not getting back up. I'm assuming it's a real brand.
It's not like a Walmart brand.
Oh, gosh, no, no. It's like more expensive than Arm & Hammer.
Okay.
And
so, cat people, you have now been endorsed by...
Scoop Away is way better than Arm & Hammer. Even though my Scoop Away boxes, I got the two boxes in one big box, both of them, the bottoms were torn, and so litter was leaking everywhere.
On both Scoop Aways?
Yes. Hmm. But I made it work, and we're good. And look at how pretty our litter is.
Well,
it needs to be scooped today, but
I've actually, now I'm living the life that I made fun of for years of like, if you have a cat in your house, you're going to have cat litter around your house. That's just the way it, because they walk on it, it gets between the pads and their feet, and then they scatter it all around your house.
But our cats do not live outside of our basement. They only live in the basement. But the vet did tell me that Rain, the new cat, does not clean his paws properly.
And how?
You can't teach
is that,
him.
Is that something that
They're
I've never
supposed
heard?
To already
I have
know that.
Never ever heard that. I've never. You know, your cat doesn't clean his paws properly.
Yeah, like most cats will like lick their paws and like stuff. He's
a nasty
not.
Cat.
He's not nasty.
Nasty cat. Nasty cat. Like he's over there in the chair.
He's a beautiful creature. I just heard you tell your dad, or who was that? You were like, he looks like a mountain lion. And
oh, that was Kevin Fitzgerald.
There you go.
Kevin Fitzgerald. Because he walks with his, he does, he walks
he's
with his head down
creature.
Like he's stalking.
He's beautiful, and he's a lovable
Speaking
lovable
of beautiful
cat.
Creatures.
Matthew McConaughey? What?
How'd you know I was going to go there?
Because I'm smart. Yeah. I saw a tweet today from Mr. Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he and his Hugh Hefner friends, the girls, they watched the Dallas Buyers Club this weekend at the mansion.
And we went to the...
And we went...
To see the preview screening of that.
Last Thursday.
What did you think? Because I didn't think you liked it that much. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good movie.
What I'm going to say is going to make you roll your eyes and go, oh, God.
Okay.
You know what I miss? I miss How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I miss The Wedding Planner. I miss that Matthew McConaughey. Not even Magic Mike.
Really?
Did you gag?
No.
I think
he's
really stretching his acting ability and showing the world that, hey, I am not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and I am not The Wedding Planner. Because he did those roles for so long. But my female inside of me misses Dr. Steve from Wedding Planner.
Okay. Now let's go back to the movie.
Sorry.
So what did you think of the movie?
I liked it. It was like 3 pillowcases out of 5.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So let's give them the background on the story.
Yes. It's based on a true story. It's about a real life Texas cowboy named Ron Woodruff. Whose free-willing life was overturned in 1985 when I was 4, when he was diagnosed. I just like to feel young. When he was diagnosed with HIV and was given 30 days to live.
30 days?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no way, I'm not doing it.
And this was early on in the whole AIDS thing.
Yeah.
And the U.S. was divided over how to combat the virus.
It was
known as a gay person's disease.
Yeah. And I thought it was great how the movie didn't shy away from the fact that he
lost all of his friends.
Yeah. And the fact that when they said he had AIDS, he goes, I'm not a dick smoker. They didn't shy away from the fact that it's like he was very homophobic.
And how much weight did he lose for this role?
He lost 40 pounds for the role.
And we were surprised to see Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm. I was really surprised. Remember, I kind of leaned over and went, is that
you did.
Jared Leto?
And I was like, I think it is. And then you didn't even believe it till I Googled it after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was looking pretty scrawny, too.
He looked bad.
He did really well.
I think he could get the Oscar for that, too. I think they both those performances
mm-hmm.
are Oscar-worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew could do the lead, and I think he could get a best supporting.
And even on Rotten Tomatoes, it's 94% on the tomato meter,
mm-hmm.
and 92% from the audience.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people will go to that movie and walk away like, well, that wasn't How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
No, you're not expecting that anymore. He's definitely broken the mold of what you used to expect from Matthew McConaughey.
Like Mud.
Yes, I really liked that movie. And what was that other one?
Which other one?
The chicken. The chicken leg.
Oh,
How can you forget that one?
Well, I didn't. Killer Joe.
Killer Joe. Yes. So he's come out with three recent movies that are saying, hey, I am not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days anymore. But can we have another How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days before he gets too old?
Oh, are you saying Matthew McConaughey is aging?
Well, hey, look at Brad Pitt.
You're having cat trouble now. You're going
to... I'm getting loved.
The cat comes over here to show you love for cleaning out... Now, I've got a dog in my lap. You have a cat in your lap. Now, when they both make eye contact, let's see how this goes.
He's declining.
Rain has not even seen the dog in my lap yet. Rain is too busy. Have you got... No, he's going to rub on the computer. All right, great. You just go ahead and
He's
do that.
He's a rubber.
So...
What did you think of the movie?
I really, really liked it. At first, I thought I may not like it.
There aren't a lot of movies you don't like.
No, there is.
You never tell me.
We don't go to the ones I don't like.
Oh. That's why I had to go to Magic Mike with Ashley.
That's right.
Are you going to go to 50 Shades of Grey with me?
No, because they took the guy from Sons of Anarchy out, so I'm not going.
I am totally mad about that.
We're watching Sons of Anarchy last night.
And all I could think is, why is he not Christian Grey?
I can't tell how many times you said that, too.
I know. And I wasn't even, like, having...
It's like it took you out of Sons of Anarchy. You just kept going, well, I wish you wouldn't have dropped out of 50 Shades of Grey.
And that's how I sounded. Like a Forrest Gump.
Oh, I wish you would have dropped out of 50 Shades of Grey.
Where's Jane A? I know, I'm really bummed. But yeah, Dallas Buyers Club, good movie. It's out select theaters. Like, they're being very select with it. Why?
Because they're not sure about it yet. They're testing the water. You know what other movie I just dawned on me that Matthew McConaughey did not do well, but I loved?
Mud?
Bernie.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the one before Killer Joe, where he...
Yes, that was a good movie, and that was based on a true story as well.
Yeah.
In Texas.
I think anytime they need a really good Texas
actor,
they get Texans to do it. Like, that's where he's from. And Killer Joe was set in Texas, and Bernie was set in Texas.
So if you want to have a Matthew McConaughey marathon, we just gave you a whole list of movies that'll take up your Saturday afternoon.
Right. So go get Bernie, Killer Joe, Mud, and then go see Dallas Buyers Club.
Right, but they are pretty violent, and there is a lot of bad content. Did we already talk about the PG-13 thing here?
No, we have not.
We should talk about that. You were asking me this, and...
I was brought this up earlier. A recent study has said that...
the violence in PG-13...
is now rivaling that of R-rated movies of the past.
Like, it's too violent. It's crossing the lines between PG and 13 and R, and going more into R, but they're not labeling it R.
Mm-hmm. Gun violence in PG-13 rated movies, it has increased considerably in recent decades, to the point that it sometimes exceeds gun violence even in the R-rated films, according to a study released today. Ohio State University... and the University of Pennsylvania surveyed gun violence in top-grossing movies, finding that the frequency of gun violence had more than tripled in PG-13 films since 1985. So, and they say violence doesn't affect these kids, like violent video games.
Definitely, the world is a lot more desensitized in 2013 than it was in 1985.
Right, but I think it's slow increments. You know, they've done this.
Well, yeah, desensitization is not an overnight thing.
Because I used to think that, you know, the PG stuff, it's almost like when you watch an old Western on TV where the gun fires, but you don't even see any blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just, they're hitting the shoulder. Now things are like bloody violent.
Like, you see his shoulder bone go across and hit the next guy right in the brain, and the brain pops out and gets in the other girl's eye.
I missed that movie.
I just made something up.
I ought to watch that. But that's right.
I don't like violence. Like, Sons of Anarchy, way too violent.
You got up and walked away last night from a scene.
It was Opie-esque. Was it not? The guards come in.
Yeah.
I was like, crap. I don't like Clay, but this is going to be another Opie.
They
anyway.
Beat the crap out of him,
too. Yeah, if you're a Sons of Anarchy fan, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you've got to get in on the... ship of Sons of Anarchy.
Now, somebody said, and I know it's not true, but I read on Twitter that somebody was talking about this being the last season of
Don't they Sons say of Anarchy. That? Like, they say doesn't it Kirk Sutter like come out and be like, I don't know if I want to do another season?
Yeah, but he's just already so agreed. People will be he's like, already agreed to one more for sure.
Just so people will be like, no, we want you to more. Do another season. We love you.
Run it forever. You're a god.
Yeah, he's weird.
Is that annoying?
Yes, you I stopped think... following him.
Did you?
I know I'm weird like that.
Why do you do that?
People just annoy me.
You will follow somebody all excited and then like, oh yeah, I quit following him.
Yeah.
Do that. What does it take to get unfollowed by you?
I just so many eye rolls. A lot of too much retweeting.
What's and wrong I know with, what's I retweet wrong with, a lot. You retweet?
I don't follow myself.
If you followed yourself, you would unfollow yourself.
I would probably, yes.
What weird. Is it about retweeting that bugs you?
I don't know, because, like, a lot of the retweets are like, retweet at so-and-so, hashtag this, hashtag that, good. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense to me, because I'm not following that conversation.
But don't you go back and follow conversations?
No, I don't have time to do that.
Well, that's what you click on a conversation, and you said view conversation, and then you can follow the entire thread.
Possibly. I don't do that. I do that with yours, or with people I care about.
Well, now that Twitter has become the new thing, and it's gone.
Has it?
Yeah.
Become the new thing?
Because of
this. Mr. Thang.
It has. You're being very weird tonight. Are you drunk?
No,
you're
I'm drunk, really not.
You?
No,
you
I'm
really
not.
Are drunk.
I'm happy. Am I being bad?
No.
Am I getting in trouble?
No. Your cat is drinking your drink, though.
The cat likes the Malibu.
Oh, my God. Look, they still haven't noticed each other yet. Unless Rain has noticed and is like, just, I could take him. Rain's now the cat just, is rubbing all over your microphone.
Rain's a lover. Anyway, focus.
Focus.
So you like
these animals have really distracted the show tonight. I mean, for whatever reason.
You gotta be a professional and not even think about it. You know what's happening?
What's happening?
They are trying it again. They're trying to remake an awesome TV show and change the race of the main character.
Like Ironside.
Yeah, Ironside didn't. I don't want to say it was because of the race, but that was kind of distracting.
Especially if you were a fan.
Is that
of the
bad of me to say? Like, I don't know. Am I going to get gonna, written
I'm
by?
I'm not going to you. Take it down, whatever angle you. But they're going to redo Murder, She Wrote. Did you say that yet?
No, that I was leading up to it. Okay. I was building it up, and you just threw it back in my face. I don't know. Do you want me back or forward?
Well, that's why you have headphones. You can't hear the change.
I can't hear very well.
You have sensitive ears.
I do. So Angela Lansbury has reacted to this idea because they have cast Octavia Spencer, who played the African-American woman on...
And The Help.
The Help that made the poop pie. And I love her as an actress. And she's going to play Jessica Fletcher.
But it's not even going to be set the same. I saw that it's not going to be in Cabot Cove or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Remember the little town she lived in?
Yes, and her old little guy friend that wasn't her boyfriend, but you
and she was already a mystery writer and written lots of books, and everybody knew her. According to this new one, she's going to be like writes.
They're just
one
mainly
book,
using the title. But when you first read it, you're like, "What Murder, She Wrote?" That's Angela Lansbury.
And Angela Lansbury wanted to come back and do another. I read the sheet.
That would
I Googled
like,
after I read about this. Uh-huh. And she had said in an earlier interview that she was hoping that they would want to revive the series with her.
Mm-hmm.
Would you watch that again or would it just be too old?
Why can't they just come up with something original? Why can't this Octavia actress, the cat just changed. You would not believe what he just did.
His nose.
He went from one tab to the next.
Really?
Yes.
Across the bar there on your iPad?
Yes. Anyway, so why don't they just write another show about maybe something similar, like a crime novelist that fights crime?
Or how
but
about.
But not call it Murder, She Wrote.
But how about a whole new show in general?
Right. But I'm just
I don't
saying,
know. That's what I've said this for years, that Hollywood needs to just come up with some totally new ideas.
Did you hear they're coming back with Full House?
Yes.
That's stupid.
I had read that, and now they're saying that that is not true.
That's good, because that was stupid. I grew up, I loved Full House before the Olsen twins became anorexic crazy girls. I loved them. I wanted to be DJ Tanner.
DJ? Wasn't that the lesbian one?
No, that's the older one.
Oh.
Who's the lesbian? There is no lesbian Full House. What?
What? The middle daughter. I always thought she was
Stephanie.
A little...
Stephanie. No, she became like a drug addict.
Oh.
After the show.
But I always thought she seemed a little more like, hey, I play softball.
That's kind of rude. That's what she used to always say. So rude.
You really did remember this show.
I love that show. Cowabunga, dude. That was Michelle.
Would you watch this?
Not a remake.
I mean, no, but you watch the reruns now?
Oh, yeah. If I see it on, yeah. Oh, I loved God. Uncle Jesse.
Oh, my God.
What? Do you I'm not like Full so House?
Much. Huh?
Are you right-handed or left-handed? I had to ask you that tonight.
I know. I'm right-handed. Where'd that come from?
I saw an article about left-handed people. And I'm like, he's artistic.
What did it say about left-handed people?
I didn't
read that they don't like Full House? I'll try to tie it together somehow, some way.
I'm sure. I bet Uncle Jesse was left-handed.
Because why?
Because he was artsy and cute. Kind of like you.
You're going to have to explain. You've lost me even too now.
Haven't what you does... heard that left-handed people are supposedly use the right side of their brain? The people that use the right side of their brain are more artistic.
Yes, but I did not heard this left-handed tied to artistic thing. I just do the right brain,
I think I made that up in
thing.
My head. Because left hand, right brain, artistic. I connected dots.
It wasn't like you read an article about research done on the left hand.
No. That would be smart.
Right. So now you're just pulling shit out of your butt and going.
My cute butt, right?
Right. Right. Your I love ham sandwiches butt.
Did you just call me fat?
Did anybody else hear that? Did you see what I go through? See, did you just say, no, I did not.
I appreciate that you picked me up some ham.
Tell them the story.
We were laying in bed last night. We mm-hmm. hadn't really had a proper dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to go to bed hungry. And you were like, well, what do you want? And I was like, I want a ham sandwich. And we didn't have any ham.
So what did your wonderful boyfriend do today?
You went to Whole Foods.
And?
You got me ham, and I didn't even ask for it.
I know.
Like... I was amazed.
That's what kind of good boyfriend I am.
You are a good boyfriend.
And that's like that really good ham. That's like no antibiotic, no, you know, one of those.
I was like, ham. I didn't read it.
Yeah. That was like $6 a slice.
Oh. Should I pay
you
back?
How was that sandwich?
That was a good sandwich.
It wasn't just a... I mean, that makes it sound bad.
It wasn't just a ham sandwich.
It wasn't just a ham. And it wasn't just a slice.
It was the size of both of our heads put together.
But it was a slice. Right. One, it was weird. I'm trying to... It wasn't like a deli slice.
It was a ham
slice.
Steak.
Ham steak. That's it. That's what I was trying to... I was trying to figure out what... It was a slice, but
like
it wasn't a slice.
You're like cuddling with your iPad. Is that because the dog's in your way?
Yes. Oh. The dog is in my way. And
have you caught up on here. Kicking and screaming?
On what?
Kicking and Screaming?
No.
They have like two new ones in October.
They do?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You're over there jittering. Your legs are going.
Jenna Elfman and her husband, Brody, they're kind of our inspiration for this podcast. They came out with two new ones because they're not as regular as us.
You're regular because you take a lot of pills. How many colon pills do you take a day?
Stop it. He's just joshing.
What? You eat gummy. You eat gummy fiber pills, and
And now I'm gonna start drinking warm lemon mint water in the morning.
Cinnamon mint, isn't it?
No,
cinnamon.
I'm doing that in the morning, and then you drink cinnamon water.
Uh huh.
Cinnamon and what? You sent that to me.
I sent it to you, but I didn't really read it well. I just saw it and thought, "Oh, look at this! This sounds like a healthy little easy
cinnamon,
thing."
Cinnamon. It's like a cinnamon water.
Let's take a break and watch the cat poop.
Why did you point that out? It's cinnamon water that you drink before every meal.
Yeah, and if you drink it, you'll be regular like that cat over there. Well, let's watch and see. What? Let's see if he slings. Is he gonna?
You're so weird.
Is he going to sling? Look how gently he's... Look how gently he's covering. Look.
It's because we're watching.
Is that what it is?
Yes, he's not dumb.
I'm really surprised that he's doing it right here in front of us.
He's a man. I've seen you. I've walked by in your Superman pose.
Close the door. Look how gently it is.
It's cinnamon and apple water, what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah, and you drink some before every meal, which obviously didn't do before my ham sandwich tonight. So I'll start that tomorrow.
All right. Well, I think we've discussed enough about ham. Oh, look, now he's shaking his paws outside of the box. He stepped up. Watch. Look. Shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Okay, great.
You're so weird.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Nobody shake, wants to hear about the habits of our cat.
Okay, then let's wrap it up then. It's time for...
The answer.
You want to answer the trivia?
Can I guess first?
Wait, hold on. I have to
redo the question, Mr. Quizmaster.
We gotta read the question again. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 15% of us do this once a week. 43% of us do it 2 to 4 times a week. And 28% almost daily. What is it?
Call your parents.
No. You want one more guess?
Poop. Because I smell the cat.
Me too. Nope. The answer is microwave leftovers.
Oh.
But.
Where'd you get this question?
Off a trivia page.
Oh.
Just Googled a thing.
Microwave leftovers.
Yeah, microwave leftovers.
I do that daily. Because I make my lunches for work in advance.
But they're not leftovers. You prepare your lunch.
They're kind of leftovers from the day before when I made it. You should see his face. It's that sad, why is she so dumb face? I'm just joking. I knew it wasn't leftovers.
Wow. Oh, my God. I got to go. Oh, my God. I just got a whiff. All right.
Bye.
Bye.